You're listening to the Daily Business News podcast from BBC Radio Ulster. Another row over a Tesco development, it's no surprise really, but this one seems a bit back to front. Usually the complaints are when a Tesco giant moves in nearby, drawing customers away from the high streets arguably, but not this time, because Tesco have changed their policy across the UK and Ireland. They've decided to focus on opening smaller stores, and they've put a freeze on big out-of-town developments. But those who already dominate the small convenience market, the street corner shops, are not happy. Roy Butler is one of the shopkeepers who's been having trouble. He owns a Centra supermarket on the Ormer Road in South Belfast, and he says that his newest neighbour has not been an easy addition to the neighbourhood.
We had a Tesco Express open approximately 9 months ago, 10 months ago, two doors down from us, and the first 2 weeks of that opening was like shock and awe. We were in intensive care for 2 weeks. Gradually, our own customers have seen that Tesco Express isn't the Tesco that they are used to, i.e. the Tesco Extra. So gradually, we were initially down approximately 36% of our turnover. We're probably down somewhere in and around 17% now. So the impact initially was great, but not so much now. We've clawed it back.
Certainly from a shopper's perspective, few people can complain at having more competition that makes sure prices are kept lower when we're doing our shopping. But for those battling Tesco, it's not an easy challenge. Glyn Roberts is from the Independent Retail Trade Association. They represent more than 600 small supermarkets, the likes of Centra and Spar across Northern Ireland. And he says members have certainly noticed the change.
It is a big challenge, but I think it's a challenge that our members can more than meet. I think they've got the local links in the community. I think that they can adapt their pricing structure, and I think they can be more flexible and nimble than some of the Tesco local stores. So I've every confidence that our members will meet that challenge, and I think that it will be the Tesco actually is the ones facing the challenge and not our members.
Looks like they'll have to rise to the challenge because this problem will continue. Tesco look like they're going to continue the policy of focusing on small Tesco Express convenience stores as the best way to grow their profits across the UK. The last couple of announcements from Tesco have been about profit warnings across the UK as a whole. Their big stores not performing as well as expected, so they're focusing on those Tesco Express expansions. You can hear more on this story from my colleague John Campbell on BBC Newsline this evening on BBC One at 6:30.
Michael joins us for the business. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Who's the new man at Microsoft?
Yeah, well, there's a new man in charge. The technology giant Microsoft has announced that Satya Nadella will be the first chief executive who's Indian-born. He's currently Microsoft's head of cloud and enterprise, which builds and runs the firm's computing platforms and developer tools. So he's an internal appointment, which some people say is a good thing. Others say, you know, things need shaking up in Microsoft. It's difficult, I guess, particularly because of one of the other announcements that they made. It'll be tough for him taking over the new job because Bill Gates, who was of course the company founder, was then chairman, is stepping down as chairman but will take up a new role as technology advisor and will retain a seat on Microsoft's board. So it's just one of those things as well, isn't it, of the past looming over you as you take over a new job. It'll be tough.
Now, delayed travellers are to get more rights on planes. Is that likely to have a local impact?
Yeah, well, it's quite interesting. The news coming through, new EU rules on airline travellers' rights, if they're voted for, could well have an impact. Passengers stuck on the tarmac of planes, apparently, for more than 2 hours will be given the right to disembark. So anyone that's had one of those nightmare experiences of just waiting and waiting and waiting on the platform will know the frustrations of it all. And I guess there was all kinds of difficulties occasionally with people fainting and all the rest of it. It's that moment when you just think, why am I still here if this plane's going nowhere? So in a range of new EU rules on airline travellers' rights, that's one of them. Particularly interesting that passengers' rights are already well protected in a lot of areas, but there are grey areas that do need clearing up, according to many experts, and that's one of them.
So presumably airports become a lot more congested at different periods. It could be tricky, I guess.
It could be tricky, yeah. I guess it's the big ones, isn't it? It's the likes of the Heathrow, where people are more likely to be stuck, and obviously it has to be done safely. You can't have passengers just disembarking wherever they happen to be waiting.
Yeah.
So, but interesting, I guess, the plane will have to turn around and head back to a stand in order for people to disembark properly. forget about diamonds being anyone's best friend. When it comes to rocky financial times, there's only one thing that people right across the globe put their trust in. As we lie in fields of gold. I'm talking about gold, of course, and Sting should know all about that one. But here's Adrian Ash from bullionvault.com explaining why people put their trust in gold in the first place.
If you look at what kind of demand actually moves the price of gold higher and lower, it's not demand from people who are hoarding coins because they're collectors. It's not demand from jewellery buyers. They might put a floor under the price, but they're never going to move it higher. The demand that matters is from people who are buying gold because it isn't equities and it isn't credit.
It's because it seems like a safe option when the world's crumbling around us. So the news this morning is that the price of gold has fallen to an 18-month low for the month of January. And really that's good news about the economy as a whole when people are worried they invest in gold. So that means that when people are moving away from gold, they're feeling more confident, they're investing in stocks, perhaps in companies, and the global outlook is picking up. So a bit of positive news for you this morning.
They used to say, put your trust in gold.
Put your trust in gold, something like that. A few moments ago, the FTSE was up 18 points at 64.68, and on the currency markets, the pound's worth $1.63 or €1.20, meaning that the euro is worth 82 pence this morning. Thanks for listening to today's podcast. Don't forget you can subscribe online if you'd like the podcast delivered straight to your phone or to your desktop every morning.